What's up, wrestling fans? Welcome to episode number 224 of Smark Out Moments, Smack Talk. I am your host of the panel, Tony Mango, and joining me on the mic for this episode is Mike Payton. Oh, that sounds like the alarm of a shitty movie coming out soon.
Yeah, with Melissa McCarthy. It's Ghostbusters. I'm not even going to fucking be subtle about it. That movie sucks.
God damn it, it looks so terrible. For the people that were interested, if we were ever going to do anything fanboys related for that, no.
No.
Not at all.
Can we do a review point of the original Ghostbusters instead?
Oh, that's a definite. I'm actually considering that to be the movie club for that thing, is to watch the first two Ghostbusters. And, I don't know, maybe like an episode of the real Ghostbusters or something like that. I don't know. Anyway, also on the line with us, Kaelin Ferris.
Hey, can one of you guys explain to me why they named this upcoming network special after The Rock's character from G.I. Joe?
We actually going to talk about G.I. Joe a little bit later on.
Sweet.
Funny enough. Or somewhat of an offshoot, I guess you could say. And lastly is Drew White.
Hey, howdy, y'all.
Very enthusiastic today.
So deflated. You want to know what's even worse?
That you were voted co-host of the year?
No. Well, you don't have a fantasy team, so it sucks to be you in the first place, but no. That movie, it's just it's taking the life out of me, man. I don't think I can do this anymore.
Well, we've got the hot tags coming up in part two. The rest hold break is in part three. Fantasy League is at the end of the show. Our main event for this episode is going to be roadblock predictions for the four matches that have been announced so far. I'm sure there's going to be more than that, but, you know, we can only talk about the ones that they actually have announced. And we're in part one right now, which means it's time for the wrestling trivia question of the week, otherwise known as the Ask Him.
Ask Him.
For those who don't know what the Ask Him is, it's pretty simple. There are two questions that tie in together in some fashion. The first question goes to the panel. The second one goes to the audience. And let's backtrack to last week's set of questions, which were about Austin Aries because he made his debut on NXT. So the question to the panel last week, what other name did Austin Aries use while wrestling in TNA? And I was looking for a suicide, but actually it was brought up Austin Starr, too. And the question to the audience, what name did Austin Aries perform under in WWE in 2011? And Wago was really proud of himself for getting this pretty soon after we disconnected and started going to the next part. Oddly enough, though, quite a bit of people got this correct, and I'm proud of them. It was Jacob Cass. He voiced that character in the WWE 12 video game. So that was a Tony question, if there ever was one. But Bobby Lesnar 86, he gets that correct as well. He says the game's terrible, by the way. Don't play it. I never played WWE 12. Did anybody on this panel play that one?
Yeah, that was when they like tried to reinvent it away from the SmackDown versus Raw genre, and it basically ended up being the same thing but lazier because they cut out a bunch of game modes.
Was that the Randy Orton cover?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, that's the one. Yeah, that one wasn't that fun. Hmm. I don't refer to them by the year. I just refer to them by the one with the... Yeah. It's kind of like that with Madden games.
WWE Randy Orton. WWE John Cena.
Well, I mean, I think WWE The Rock was better.
Peter Piccinini says Jacob Cass. So he gets that correct. Dirkomania gets Jacob Cass as well. After he says, after some solid Googling, I couldn't find shit. Cheating on there, Dirkomania. Declan McAree says Aries' name in WWE, I believe, was CM Punk. On the subject of t-shirt ideas, my idea is one with the red arrow pointing up to the person who's wearing it, and under the red arrow it says, I'm on the Neville level. That's actually a pretty good idea. I might end up trying to work that into something. So if I do, I'll give credit to you on that, Declan. And finally, Mark Swaby says 2011 and perform under, not wrestle. That would be a movie, song, or game. I don't think he did any movies for them, and I haven't heard him sing. So it's a game. I never played any of the games, so I have no clue. So he was in the range there that it was a game and that I was kind of fucking everybody over a little bit with that. So I'm very proud of you people. Golf clap for getting that Tony question right. Question for this week are going to be road related because we got roadblock and I've been making a lot of road puns lately. Huh. So question to the panel, which other event from WWE's past had road in the title?
Road of WrestleMania.
Are you counting Road Wild, WCW?
Road Wild from WCW, yes.
Okay.
Originally Hog Wild. And apparently they stopped doing Hog Wild because it was some kind of a trademark thing with the whole, you know, calling motorcycles hogs, that kind of stuff.
I think it's specifically tied to the Harley-Davidson brand.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm.
Which, it sounds kind of stupid. This is one of my least favorite pay-per-views when it came to WCW. They had a lot of, like...
Really? That Hog Wild they had in 96, where it was NWO Outsiders against Lex Luger?
I don't remember the specific matches. I just mean the titles. Like, I never liked Uncensored. It was just kind of bland.
Actually, I thought that was pretty cool, because you think that was kind of like the most extreme kind of thing they could go for back then. I mean, you think about it, it was an era that was so cartoony, and then all of a sudden you have one that's called Uncensored, and it has no holds barred matches, and there's going to be blood.
Tits.
Pretty cool. Yeah, exactly.
Deadpool jokes and everything. So, question to the audience. This one isn't one that actually has like a definitive answer. It's just, let's see who can one-up each other. Name as many road wrestlers as you can. Very similar to the, what was it, the...
The bull.
Bull one, yeah, I was going to say buffalo. I'm like, that's not right. The bull one, so if I think that Brahma bull counts, then let's see how many road wrestlers you can name. And the winner gets nothing, because nobody gets anything when it comes to this. But if you think you know the answer or you want to take a guess, leave a comment below. Send a tweet at SmartGotMoment with the hashtag AskHim, or leave a comment on SmartGotMoment.com's article itself. Next week, I'll read off who says what, try to count them all up on the air, and give a nice thumbs up to the person that gets as many as they possibly can. So we're going to continue on in part two with the hot tags of the week. iTunes and Stitcher people, you don't have to do anything, but if you're on YouTube, all you have to do is click on part two, and we will see you there and start talking about the hot tags. Welcome back, everybody. We are on part two. It's time for the hot tags of the week. Let's start off with the thing I alluded to earlier about the whole, we're going to talk about G.I. Joe, sort of. Booker T apparently got real pissed off at Scott Stanford on the Raw pre-show this week, which I don't watch. I'm assuming everybody else here doesn't watch, right?
Nope.
Yeah, because we already...
It's a Raw pre-show?
Yeah, apparently there's not only a Raw pre-show, but it's got Scott Stanford and Booker T, and I think Otunga's on there. I don't pay any attention to it, though, but apparently Scott Stanford introduced him as G.I. Bro, and Booker T got all pissed off and said, we're going to talk about this later.
Oh, wow. Apparently that's like the way they cover this. Because remember when Kane got called Isaac Yankum? He's like, we're going to have to do this another time.
Yeah, so that's got to be his Isaac Yankum. Is if you call Booker T G.I. Bro. Just like, what the hell? You did that thing before. You don't do it anymore. It's just a passing joke. Who gives a shit?
It was kind of racist.
G.I. Bro?
Yeah.
Really? I don't remember the character all that much. I thought it was just an army guy.
No, dude, that whole gimmick was super racist.
Really?
G.I. Bro? Are you serious?
Yeah, I just thought it was like...
It was supposed to be that he was a brother.
Either way, I mean, that seems like something that you shouldn't really get too upset about or whatever. But then again, maybe people are blowing it out of proportion. I don't know. I didn't fucking watch it because it's a Raw pre-show. But I thought it was interesting that we got that getting under the skin of Kane, G.I. Bro possibly getting under the skin of Booker T. Yet, if you bring up, like, Sexton Hardcastle or something like that, then I just kind of like, damn, that was stupid. This goes to show, different senses of humor, I guess.
Yeah, but then Mick Foley gets to actually be Dude Love and win the title.
They're all pissed off about that. That's what it is. Just jealous. Anybody have anything they want to say about this before we move on? It's not really that big of a
thing. I didn't really know about this before, but now I know, and knowing is half the battle.
Nice. It's just weird that that'd be a thing, but like I said, I'm like Peyton said, actually, it's probably just racist.
Peyton, me, yeah, who knows?
Like I said, even though I wasn't talking yet.
Yeah, okay, move along.
So what were you saying before when you said that and Peyton didn't?
I give up on life. I don't know.
Anyway, let's move on here.
Yeah, please.
Got some more injuries that happened. None of them seemed too big overall, but Emma suffered a stinger from Oksana. Wow, I almost said that. From Asuka, which kind of brings up the idea maybe she's working a little too stiff because she injured Dana Brooke too. And she does seem like she's pretty stiff. It wasn't that big of a deal. She's not missing too much time or anything. She's not like on the injury reserve list like Seth Rollins or John Cena or something like that. Charlotte busted her nose open. Tommaso Ciampa has a shoulder injury from doing the Revival's Shatter Machine move. I don't remember what that is. And Big Show kind of messed up his knee a little bit. So now we got four more injuries. Thankfully, at least two of them don't seem like they're that big of a deal with Emma and Charlotte. But goddamn, more injuries happening. What's going on, guys?
I think that it's being sensationalized just a little bit too much now as far as what we constitute as injuries. We got to remember what these guys are doing out there, and gals. This is something where these small bumps and bruises and ailments are regular. These have always happened. And I think now because people are making the whole thing out of this injury bug going around, every little thing is being overreported. So most of these are things that really deserve no extra attention. Like, take an ice pack and a salt tablet. We'll see you on Monday. Some of them are a little bit more significant. Like, I think Tommaso Ciampa had one of the worst ones.
Yeah.
What was he say the move was called? The Shatter something?
Shatter Machine?
Yeah, sounds pretty appropriate, huh?
Yeah.
if I recall, their finisher was like that high-low that Lance Cade and Trevor Murdoch used to use. I think that's what it was. But, oh, and Asuka. She could do what she wants. If she's working too stiff, good. They could use someone being a little stiffer with them.
Well, first off, I'm not going to gloss over the stiff joke when it comes to Asuka and Emma. Second, if they're going to use the Shatter Machine and it's going to actually shatter, then they need to start using that Revival name too and start fixing the problems.
Well, I think I read, isn't Emma back in action already? Isn't she already back in the ring?
I think she is or she's close to it. Like, it wasn't something that was too big of a deal. She didn't get like a concussion that's going to, you know, fuck up her career or anything like that. Just a stinger.
Oh, did you even mention Charlotte?
Yeah.
Busted like, that's news. What I'm talking about. Like, they, yeah, like, we got a report going around that Charlotte, like, got a bloody nose. Like, come the fuck on.
The first thing that I read was Charlotte gets injured at a, you know, an event. It was like, well, what kind of an injury? Then it was that she broke her nose. And then it was just, it was kind of fucked up. And it was like, all right, well, big differences here between, like, injury that's very vague, broken nose, and somebody nailed her a little too hard, and she went, ow.
I don't know. If she had a broken nose, maybe to fix her fucked up face.
Well, I mean, same thing. Roman Reigns is out now for what, a septum or something? What is he getting?
He got surgery on a deviated septum. That's a long problem he's had, and that's smart if they're planning on doing something where they're going to need him around for a long time.
Yeah.
He's got to be fully healthy, and if that's something he needs to get taken care of, good time to get it taken care of before that.
I agree. You know, it definitely should be taken care of, but I think people are blowing that one out of proportion too. You know, it's not like a knee or a shoulder or something like that. You know, you can wrestle with a fucked up nose or septum. It's not going to keep you out of action.
I mean, he shouldn't be wrestling right now, but he'll be fine by WrestleMania. No problem.
No, that's what I mean. Definitely take the time and get the recovery on this. But, you know, I have, you know, people saying, is he going to be at WrestleMania? Of course he's going to be at WrestleMania.
Yeah, come on. If it wasn't going to be at WrestleMania, they wouldn't be building towards that still. That would be a situation where they would go, all right, fuck, we got to figure out something else. And, you know, I don't think that's really something to be worried about. I know a lot of people probably want that to be the case, which if that's the case, fuck you.
But the basic point is in today's age, especially with all the social media stuff, it gets blown out of proportion immediately. So these injury reports, you just got to take them with a grain of salt.
Hopefully, though, this actually isn't some kind of an indicator that even more people are breaking down. Because, man, if we end up getting more injuries throughout the year, you know, like, if by, like, Extreme Rules another one or two people are down, they need to start really looking into what's going on.
Oh, my gosh. Could you imagine if, like, Roman Reigns, Dean Ambrose, and Kevin Owens all went down with injuries?
New WWE World Heavyweight Champion, Neville.
Callisto, baby.
Well, if Callisto won it, then they'd never show him as being the fucking champion because they don't give a shit about him as the U.S. champion.
It gets down to, like, you know, Jack Swagger versus Heath Slater in the main event. That would not be a very good show.
Honestly,
that's the main event.
I bet you would be more excited for that than Triple H and Roman Reigns.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I like both of those guys, but, you know your role. Know your place.
Suddenly, the social outcast split, and it's a whole big, like, fracturing, like, NWO, social outcast red and black, social outcast black and white. They even try to do that shit too. That's the stupidest thing. Let's see here. Big Boss Man is going to be inducted into the 2016 Hall of Fame. We didn't really talk about this on the Monday Night Raw post show, so I figured we'd bring it up now. Very cool. I like the idea that Big Boss Man's going in there. Well deserved, and it's a shame that it has to be a posthumous one. But Big Boss Man was a big character back in the day, as well as a boss man. And I think that he started out weird. We were talking about this, what was it, the 92 Royal Rumble, when we were doing that, right? We were talking about the idea that Big Boss Man used to be just like this big, well, other than a boss man, this big, like, fat dude that was just kind of wrestling Hulk Hogan, and then he ended up becoming a really good babyface, and then hit this new stride with his career when he was, like, all the decked out in the Black Riot gear and corporate douchebag kind of a thing. I dug him. I thought he was a cool character back in the day, and makes sense for him to go into the Hall of Fame. Thumbs up for me. What do you guys think about Big Boss Man?
Yeah, I agree. He was due. You know, he's definitely an important classic character, gave a lot to the company. So I'm glad to see him.
Drew, any thoughts about this? He was a little bit before your time, but have you gone back and checked out anything Big Boss Man's done?
Yeah. Well-deserved one, I suppose. I don't know. I know he's dead. What was the cause of his death?
A heart attack.
Heart attack, I think.
It was a heart attack? Mm. It's a damn shame. Well, I don't know much about his career other than a few things that I've seen, but, you know, just the accolades, people look back on him so fondly, so I can't disagree and say he doesn't deserve. I've seen a few matches of his. I mean, who can forget the dog kennel match from hell? You know, just classics like that. But jokes aside, he's a great guy. I'm glad to see him get some accolades. Good for him.
Been any obscure Big Boss Man knowledge that you know?
You know, Drew tries to pull out the dog kennel from hell match like he knows something.
Exactly.
All right. Everyone likes to joke about that. But you know what? That whole feud that went on, everything Boss Man was doing at that time was so intense. And I'll tell you what, nobody besides maybe Jeff Jarrett was as good as getting me to hate them as Boss Man. Like, I could not stand this guy during that period. And it was like such legit heat. I fucking hated him. And you know what the most dastardly thing he did?
Pepper.
Pepper. He fed someone their little puppy. How do you do that?
That was
what a dick! Oh my god. I wanted to fucking punch him, but the thing is, he looked like he could kick my ass, so I just had to kind of like sit back. Like, so I couldn't stand the guy. So best at his job. You know, one of the better big men that we've had throughout the history of the company. I would rank him up there with Bigelow, with Vader, who are also both past due to be going into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it's surprising that Bigelow hasn't gone in yet. Vader, like, they might just be kind of like saving him, sort of. But shit, Bam Bam Bigelow, it's just like, come on, man.
Who's going to induct and accept on Boss Man's behalf?
They haven't really announced any of that for anybody yet. It's surprising. I don't know. I mean, I'm assuming that it's going to be...
Well, they announced that the APA were going to be inducting Godfather.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. And Ric Flair's inducting Sting.
So they've announced half of the inductors.
They didn't say anything about the Freebirds yet, but there's got to be a Von Erich that could be thrown into the mix.
Are you sure? I think they're all dead.
There's got to be at least one of them. Lacey's still around, right?
I should say they can get that daughter.
Lacey's hot still, I think, probably. Put her on TV.
Well, I know. You know what happens if you Google her name, so they won't bring her in.
Yeah, if you Google her name, you go to smartcountmovement.com. That's what it is. For like 3 years in a row, the number one ranked search to get people on smartcountmovement.com was Lacey Von Erich nude.
So I really don't know who you could get involved, but I think one cool person they could maybe trot out to be involved, maybe as the inductor, would be the Mountie.
Hmm.
The Mountie, they had that great loser goes to jail match, and they were sort of like perfect rivals for each other. One of them was an American cop, one was a Canadian Mountie.
Whatever happened to Nails?
Nails? I'm pretty sure he went to jail again.
Yeah, he's certainly not doing it. I don't know. I mean, there's not many people that really were like that tied to him overall for like such a long period of time.
He was a pretty much a loner. I think he was a Heyman guy for a little bit.
Who was the guy that he was tagged up with? I'm drawing a blank on him right now.
Akeem?
Akeem, yeah.
I think he's dead too.
Wait, really?
I think so.
Nah, let me Google that real quick. He better not be dead. Let's see. Age 56? No, doesn't look like he's dead. He'd be perfect for it.
Okay, yeah. You can do Akeem.
And he specifically has to induct him as Akeem, not One Man Gang. He needs to bring back Akeem.
Or like, just him. Like, he has to keep, like, gyrating and moving his arm around.
Now, you're not going to have the induction be by George Gray. He needs to be Akeem. He needs to wear the same outfit, do the same shtick.
Awesome. You know what? It's going to be accepted by, like, some ugly son of his.
I like how you just assume he's ugly. Not like, by like some son, some generic guy. It's just like, oh, some ugly chud.
Dude, his name is Ray Trailer. Like, I don't imagine there's many like bright apples in the Trailer family.
What if he's got some daughter that's like a Daisy Duke kind of thing?
Yeah, she'll probably more like be like a Duke Nukem kind of thing.
Jesus. Poor Big Boss Man, this turns into, oh, you know what, like, such a great guy, great performer and all that, probably his fucking ugly family.
Yeah, probably.
Oh man, alright, let's move on to another topic here. This is something that we've talked about numerous times already, and it's just worth bringing up again, because why is this coming up again? Could be total bullshit, I don't know. But there are even more reports that Lana has backstage heat on her. And the thing that bugs me about this isn't so much the idea that maybe it's true, because by now I don't believe it. But Meltzer, or whoever starting a lot of these rumors, there's never any substance to it. It's always, well, the one time when it was the whole leaking of the engagement. That I can understand. Now, Lana has backstage heat. Over what? She hasn't been on TV in fucking weeks. And she comes out and all she does is a move against Brie Bella. How could she possibly have gotten that much heat against her? And if she is, then why isn't the story going around? I think that this is utter bullshit. I don't believe it whatsoever. Does anybody actually think there's some credibility to this?
Nah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything specific on the dirt sheet, so I don't know.
I feel like this discussion comes up once a week now. It's way too common, but I would like to believe that there isn't any, because it's pointless. Like you said, she hasn't done a whole lot, but the issue is it still comes up. So there's probably some truth to it, but it's probably not a lot, and it's probably being exaggerated.
Mm-hmm. Like, maybe she rubs somebody the wrong way and every once in a while they just talk shit about her. But if she was really causing this much of a problem this often, they would have fired her by now. Look at fucking Titus O'Neil. He grabs Vince McMahon a little bit, and he gets suspended for WrestleMania. If she was this, like, raging bitch, they'd have gotten rid of her by now. They don't need her anymore. Rusev is already doing his own thing, for the most part. He's got the League of Nations behind him. Like, I don't know. I just think that this is one of those stories where... slow news day, what should we throw out there? I don't know, Lana has fucking heat, sure. And then this person was massively injured when they got a, you know, hangnail. Kind of ridiculous. Last hot tag that I have down, another rumor going around that there is going to be a physical WWE Hall of Fame in Universal Studios, this time an actual projected date of it being finished in 2017. So with the WrestleMania coming to the Citrus Bowl, and with the possibility of a Hall of Fame in the whole like Universal Studios thing, makes sense to me. I think more than ever, this seems like it can actually happen, because it can't take them, you know, an entire year to build whatever, just like a restaurant that they would normally do. So I think it's actually going to happen this time, and I think it's kind of a cool idea. What do you guys think about that? If you go to Universal Studios, are you hoping to stop by at WWE Hall of Fame restaurant, whatever it ends up being called?
If I'm around there, I would definitely check it out. I think that would be cool, you know, to see some of the memorabilia and pictures that they have. I'm disappointed that I never got to go to the WWF New York when they had that around. That didn't last very long, but did either of you guys get to go? Because I know you guys are closer to New York than I am.
Yeah, and if you had went, you would have just been disappointed there too. So
really,
you're good. Yeah.
Was the food bad too, or was it just a shitty restaurant in general?
It was just your typical overpriced shitty restaurant in New York City, like with a theme. Mm. There's like a dozen of them around that Times Square area.
Bubba Gump is good. Like that one.
Nah.
I liked it. I bet, not as much as the movie, but...
I bet Caitlin would be good at that. Yeah.
At what now?
Trivia.
For what?
I thought you were saying about opening up a restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
Caitlin, would you just open up a restaurant?
Sure, let's do it.
I hear that you're good at it.
Damn.
I don't know if I heard that from Drew or Peyton, though. Yeah, so I like the idea of an actual Hall of Fame, even if it's not a restaurant, too. I think that that's kind of cool to be able to visit that. Just if you're in Universal Studios, you know, you're like, you get there with your family or something like that, wherever you're the one sad person that's there by themselves, just going on the rides by themselves, going, woo, that was so much fun, wasn't it, self? Then, you know, I'd check it out for sure. I think that's cool.
Yeah, if it's anything like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which I've been there a couple of times, you know, they have memorabilia. That's what I want to go check out. I want to see the old costumes. I want to see props. I want to see set pieces. I think that would be really cool to see that in person. So if having a physical Hall of Fame would be great for that respect.
Yeah.
Anything stand out to anybody of like a certain type of prop that they'd like to see? They got a shit ton of stuff in that warehouse.
Whatever happened to the fist?
Oh, that'd be a cool one.
The SmackDown fist. Yeah. I actually saw it, you know, I went to SmackDown taping while they were still using that, but I'd like to see up close how big that thing really is.
Maybe it's too big and instead they're going to just put Mae Young's hand.
Oh, Jesus.
I'd like to see some stuff like, obviously they're going to put stuff like hats that people have worn, hanging that up on the wall and shit. But I'd like to see some like odd things, like maybe this is the first set of steel steps that they ever used, just to see how like small it might have been or something.
This is the ladder Shawn Michaels climbed,
or like this is the chair that was bent to shit over Mick Foley's head when The Rock wouldn't stop.
This is the bedpan that Stone Cold hit Vince with.
You know what, why not go for it? Maybe you serve soup out of those.
Oh, why would you do that? Ugh.
I mean, there's somebody out there that would order it. Guaranteed. Oh,
probably, definitely, for sure.
All right, guys. Well, those are the hot tags of the week. Make sure you leave your comments below. Tell us what you think about all these different subjects. We're going to take a break with the rest hold, tell you some information about what's going down on the promotional side of the Smart Cow Moment for this week. After that, we're going to start getting into roadblock predictions. So click on part 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, whatever we end up doing, and we'll see you in those respective parts. Welcome to The Rest Hold, the commercial break section of the show that takes care of everything that I need to promote for this week, as well as some other miscellaneous segments that are tossed into the mix. We're going to start off with outside interference articles, and there are too many to read off for this week, it would take forever, but if you're interested in checking them out, go to eWrestling News and you'll find some articles about Roadblock, 2017 Class of WWE Hall of Fame, and some other things as well. You can find links on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and the homepage at smarkoutmoment.com underneath the section that says Outside Interference. That takes us into Smark My Words, one of my favorite comments of the week that you guys sent in some fashion, and this week the winner is Peter Piccinini for his comment, "What the fuck, Buff is a real person? I thought he was one of your jokes." And the response in turn for that from Guest 5, that he says, "That has well and truly made my day. I thought this was funny, the idea that Buff is just a joke and not a real person, but I guess you could kind of say that Buff is a joke, right?" Thank you, Peter, for sending that in. Thank you to all the others who participated in the conversation on all the other different platforms that we have for you guys to smark out with us, including our Facebook group, The Mega Maniacs. That's the spot where we goof off throughout the week. So we invite you guys to take part in all the fun by joining us at facebook.com/group/TheMegaManiacs. The March mailbag will be taking place on episode 226, so if there are any questions you want us to answer, whether it's wrestling-related or not, send them our way by tweeting at us with the hashtag mailbag, or shoot us an email through the contact form of the website. If you're going to a wrestling event and want to show your support for the website, then as part of the Sign Me Up initiative, just take a picture of yourself holding up a Smark Out Moment sign at that show, and I'll give you a spotlight on the website and on the next episode of Smack Talk. And if you want to help us through your wallet, there are a couple of different ways in which you can send us your spare change. We have a Patreon rewards account. There's the fan funding module on YouTube. or you can cut out the middleman and hit up the PayPal donation button at the bottom of smartoutmoment.com. We also have a merchandise shop where you can pick up some t-shirts that have our official logos as well as some inside jokes. So browse the catalog over at redbubble.com/people/smartoutmoment. And if you have any ideas for future designs you'd like to see, send them my way and I'll try to put something together. I just added 2 new shirts about the ha 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 Kennedy joke and a kind of generic one about small package. And I also actually have a new shop up for Fanboys Anonymous on TeePublic for those that are interested in that. And if you can't afford to spread the wealth, we totally understand that, but don't forget about the other non-monetary ways that you can help us out. Give us a thumbs up on all our videos on YouTube, spread the word by sharing the channel and the website on social media, retweet us on Twitter, like our Facebook posts, leave reviews on iTunes, drop some links on message boards at other websites, and so on and so forth like that. And that applies to the websites that aren't SmartOut Moment as well, because they're all tied in together, so make sure you do the same for sites like FanboysAnonymous.com. That's the sister website and the blue brand that deals with the entertainment industry and geek culture subjects like movies, comic books, video games, and so forth. So if you're interested in those nerdy topics, follow Fanboys Anonymous on Facebook and Twitter. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and YouTube.com/FanboysAnonymous. Check out the articles on the website and geek out with us. And keep your eyes peeled and your ears open for any future episodes of the All Talk Show, the podcast where anything goes and everything is open for discussion. We never know exactly when we're going to do an episode because it's all on the fly, but we will always let you know in advance on our Facebook and Twitter accounts, so follow us all over social media at All Talk Show and subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, and YouTube. And if you're interested in joining the SmartOut Moment team as a writer, an editor, or something else, send in your application using the contact form of the website, and I will get back to you with more information as soon as I can. And that's it for the rest hole for this week. Thank you all for listening, everybody. It's time for us to start getting into our main event predictions for WWE Roadblock. Welcome back from the rest hold, everybody. It's time for us to start getting into our Roadblock predictions. And as I mentioned before, there's only 4 matches that have been announced so far. So they're either going to just throw this on WWE.com over the next day or so, or they're just going to announce it right when it's happening or whatever. I don't know. Or maybe we're going to be really lucky, and this is going to be a 4-match card for 3 hours, and the whole rest of it's going to be fucking recaps and stuff. That'll just be fantastic. But nonetheless, we have an NXT match is the first one we're going to talk about here. NXT Tag Team Championship is on the line. The Revival, otherwise known as Dash and Dawson, otherwise known as Dash Wilder and Scott Dawson, are going to be defending against Enzo Amore and Colin Cassidy, 2 people that they already beat back in the last TakeOver event. But I guess, you know, why not just do it again or something like that? I got to imagine here there's no title change that's going to be taking place. And if anything, I'm suspicious that this is a way to introduce Enzo and Cass to the main roster folks before they show up on Monday Night Raw. I think that this is as good a sign as any.
Wait, what?
What's tripping you up?
What?
What? You don't think there's a title change happening?
No. Hmm. See, the thing with the title change is the Revival's already set to go up against American Alpha at Ticket for Dallas. Now they could change that, of course, you know, I mean, everything's subject to change, but it would be weird in my mind if Enzo and Cass fought American Alpha more so than the Revival. It's like 2 babyface teams. Everybody's going to be happy that Enzo and Cass win, you know, kind of going against American Alpha and all that. And if any tag team is going to come up to the main roster, Enzo and Cass make more sense right now. So I think this is a way to get them to where the people that don't normally check out NXT are going to watch this show, possibly, and they'll go, wait, who are these guys? And then Monday Night Raw comes along, they show up, and then it's like, oh, the guy's from fucking Saturday. Which, that'd be kind of cool.
See, I was thinking the same thing. Had they not announced the match for TakeOver Dallas, I would think maybe there'd be a title change here at Roadblock. But since they've already announced, and yes, card subject to change, I understand that. But I agree with you, you know, this is the way to get them in people's mind for people who might not watch NXT, only watch the main roster. And that way, I'm still guessing the Monday Night Raw right after WrestleMania is when they're going to make their main roster debut. So this hopefully just is a way to introduce them, make them look strong, you know, they're this close to getting it, but it wasn't quite enough this time. But make sure you keep your eye out because they're going to be back.
And I wouldn't even be surprised if they won the match, but won by like DQ.
Yeah, I can see that.
They look even stronger.
No, I'll one up you even further on this because they can win this match and they should win this match. Because what this does at this point, Enzo and Cass have no match for Dallas. They ain't doing shit in that show. So they should have those titles one run before they do get promoted. So they can win the titles on that show, hold them for the few weeks going to Dallas, and that becomes a three-way tag match. And then you can put them back on whoever, and they don't need to be the ones that get pinned.
Hmm.
That makes sense, too.
Wouldn't be the strangest thing that ever happened. Drew, what do you think about this? Do you think Revival's going to keep it, or do you think it's going to switch over to Enzo and Cass?
The last time I thought Enzo and Cass were going to win the title, they didn't win it. And then the time before that, when I thought they were going to win the title, they didn't win it there either. So, yeah, I really don't know. I'd like to think that they would win at some point, but if they were going to put the titles on them, it would be hot shining it for a hot minute, like Peyton said, or they would have just done it a long time ago because they have been the hottest tag team in NXT for a better part of a year and a half now. So, so I wouldn't be shocked if they finally put it on them, but at the same time, if they didn't, it's just another day for them pretty much.
Yeah, they've deserved it for quite a while, but I don't think putting it on them for less than a month is really going to do much for them.
But they deserve to have those titles at some point regardless.
It does, just because then they are NXT champions. You know, it doesn't matter what the length is. When they come up, they'll be just going to say, oh, they were NXT champions. That's all they need to say.
Hmm. Mm. Now, if they do bring Enzo and Cass up, do you guys want Carmella, or do you think Carmella can just kind of stay in NXT and do her own thing?
Oh, no, she has to be a part of that.
We got to have Carmella.
I mean, she could continue staying down there doing double duty. You know, like, she could be there for Raw and pay-per-views, and then when they go on the road, she can go back to the Performance Center. That'd probably be the best thing to do with her.
Because she is making a lot of headway. She's improving quite a bit, but she's not quite main roster ready, I would say. So if she did come up, I wouldn't be opposed to it. But if she didn't, I don't think it would be the end of the world either. I think that they could be strong enough on their own without her. And she could probably do her own thing on her own to stop doing the bada bang hottest chick in the ring thing, most likely. But, you know, she's got the connection with Bayley, and if she wants to change her character up or whatever like that, I'd be cool with it. Either way, I'm really hoping that this means Enzo and Cass are going to come up. Because if they lose this match and they don't wrestle at TakeOver Dallas, and they don't show up right after WrestleMania, then what the fuck? At that point, then clearly it just shows that they don't really give a shit about Enzo and Cass, because there's been multiple events where they haven't participated, and it's kind of ridiculous. Where do you guys think this should go on the card itself? Obviously, we only know a couple of matches, so we don't know where it should balance out for some of the other things, but do you guys think it would be a good idea for Roadblock to open up with this, or should it come a little bit later on as like a possible bathroom break?
Pre-show
for Roadblock.
Mm-hmm.
What I thought that was a possibility. You know, pre-show, you know, that would make sense. But I'm thinking more like a second or third on the main card, because you don't want to open up with this, because then you have the people who aren't as familiar and are like, oh, let's start watching this. Who the hell are these guys? So you want to get people invested in the program first.
Where's Roadblock at?
It's in Canada, I think, right? Toronto. Yeah.
Oh, they're going to know who they are in Toronto.
Hopefully. But still, I don't think opening up with that match would probably be the best idea. So I'm guessing second or third on the card. But pre-show makes sense, too.
Dash and Dawson, they're both from America, right? Neither of them are Canadian?
I'm pretty sure they're both from, like, the deep south.
I thought so, but you never quite know. I mean, we've had
North Carolina. They're both North Carolina boys.
Okay, so there's no risk that they would be, like, cheering for the hometown dudes over them or something like that. So that's good. Well, final going around the horn here. Who do you think is going to end up winning here? And do you think if it ends up being one of those like DQ count out kind of victories, is the title going to change? Peyton, what do you think?
Oh, Enzo and Cass are finally going to take these titles.
Drew?
I think Peyton persuaded me. I think Enzo and Cass will get the titles.
Kalen?
I told myself whatever Drew picks, I'm going to go with the opposite. So I'm going to stick by my thinking that the titles are not going to change hands. I think, see, I could see the DQ ending, but I'm going to say Revival wins, but either way, they retain.
Didn't they beat them relatively clean at the last TakeOver special?
Somewhat. Might have been like some kind of shenanigans, but it wasn't outside interference, and it wasn't like a full-on cheating kind of thing.
I think it was like the illegal man knocked Enzo off the top rope. That was the most dastardly thing they did.
Right, real basic like that, I think. Or like they distracted the referee for a split second or something.
No, yeah. I don't even think they did that. Hmm. I literally think the only thing that they did was the illegal man got a shot in. That was it.
They did the shattered knee or whatever the fuck their finisher is. Injured the hell out of them. I'm going to stick with, I don't think the title's changing hands here. And if I were going to lean towards who's going to actually win the match, I'd probably say Enzo and Cass by DQ or count out or something, but more so DQ than anything.
What does that do for anybody?
Exactly.
So why do it? You're saying you want this to introduce people? That's not a way to introduce them.
I don't want that to be the case, but I think that that's what's going to happen. I don't want to give WWE too much credit to say, like, oh, then this awesome thing happens, and this awesome thing, or whatever like that. Because, hell, by this point, I would have already booked more than 4 matches for the card, too. So, I'm not too, like, overall, I'm not too worried when it comes to this. It's not going to be the end of the world if anything happens, no matter what. But I also think this is just going to be moderately okay. Not a huge deal. And if I'm wrong, awesome.
And just a quick note, I would prefer to see the title change. I'd love to see Enzo and Cass get it, but I still think maybe that's not their time.
No, you just hate them.
I hate them. I wish they would all have deviated septum injuries. And then, no, I do not wish that.
No, you said that right before, so yep, that's totally true.
I only want them to get injured if they're on Drew's team.
Well, then he'll just drop them, and then they'll like win a title or whatever the next week.
Yeah, so.
That's how it works.
Alrighty, we have part 5 coming up next. It's going to be another tag team match, this one for the WWE Tag Team Championship. We just talked about the NXT Tag Team Championship, which is on the line at Roadblock, but the WWE Tag Team Championship is on the line as well. The New Day is going to be facing the League of Nations, Sheamus and King Barrett specifically, unless they decide to change their mind. This is a situation where, for weeks now, they've been talking on commentary about the League of Nations, the New Day being like at odds with each other, whatever like that. But we didn't really see all that much about it. And now they just sort of sprung this out of the blue, maybe because they decided at the last minute that they were like, shit, we're running out of time to build this up for WrestleMania. But if that's the case, then they're kind of already doing it now, and it's going to kill off a lot of the buzz when it comes to WrestleMania. So I'm at a loss here. I don't know. I mean, I'm starting to think that the tag titles might switch hands here. I'm getting suspicious about this. That might be like the only way that they can like breathe a little bit of life into this. And if Sheamus and Barrett win it, I'm not going to be too surprised. But what do you guys think about this?
The only thing about them winning is where the hell does it go from there?
Well, see, they just feud back and forth for a little bit, you know.
Yeah, then what?
Well, you know, the titles go back onto the New Day and yeah.
Drew, don't make me break out the you know buzzer again.
Well, you know.
New Day face turn?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. That's it. Actually a rumor. I'm surprised you didn't say anything about it, but that was something that apparently has been coming up on the dirt sheets recently. I'm not for it, but they got to try and do something with them because we all agree that the New Day haven't been good for quite some time. They have like their moments where they have a good night, but it's very hit and miss now. And I'm not a big fan of the League of Nations, but they're not really a bad group of guys to go out there and wrestle. And if you really want to build them up, have Del Rio win the U.S. title back. You know, they win the tag titles. It brings more legitimacy to them. And beating the New Day tag team who has been running, has been the tag team to beat for quite some time now, it does build them up a little bit. So if they pull the trigger and that's what they end up doing, I don't blame them.
Well, the tag team division is weird right now. Like, we had the Usos and the Dudley Boys that were supposed to be feuding with each other, and they kind of dropped that one. And then we've got the Social Outcasts, which are feuding with fucking Ryback, which is weird enough. The Lucha Dragons are back together, but Kalisto's the U.S. champion, so they're kind of like half-assing both sides of that. And it doesn't look like there's really any strong match for WrestleMania for the tag titles. And if it's true that the New Day and the League of Nations are going to fight each other, if they fight each other here and there is no title change, how do you really build it up that much more for WrestleMania then? To just have another match? Just why not?
Well, it seems to be what they've been doing a lot lately. You know, oh, we're going to do this match at WrestleMania. Let's do it here first. Let's do it at Fastlane first. Let's do it at Roadblock first. It's like, it kills a lot of the momentum. You know, the interest isn't there if you've already seen the match. So I would hope that there would be something. I don't know if a New Day face turn is really what they need, because true, they do need a little bit of more, I don't know, something else there, because the energy, the crowd hasn't been as hot on them as they have been in the past. I still like the New Day. I'm not as hot on them as I used to be, you know, a couple months ago, but I like to see them as champs. I definitely want to see them in the tag team title match at WrestleMania, which I'm pretty sure they will be. Whether or not they enter as champs or not, I don't really think it makes that big of a difference. But with this storyline of New Day versus League of Nations, in my opinion, they haven't built it up enough to have a title change. The title change isn't going to mean so much because there's not enough story behind it, in my opinion.
I mean, this is a very simple story to build. It's that Freebird rule, but there's more on the League of Nations side.
Boom. Yeah, I mean, what kind of story are you expecting? New Day is a comedy tag team. They're not really a team that's focused around stories. What was the story of them winning the title? They were coming out being obnoxious, and then they took the titles. Now someone's going to shut them up. That's all it needs to be.
So you're expecting a title change?
Oh, yeah.
Now, if they do, in fact, do a title change, what would you do for WrestleMania? Or what do you think that they're going to do at the very least?
They ain't going to do shit. They're going to be in the Battle Royal.
No tag team match at all?
Nope.
It is a possibility. Mm. This WrestleMania is looking like it's going to be a real clusterfuck in a lot of ways.
Man.
So yeah. I wouldn't be shocked.
You know how, like, for a while they would bring someone out with the New Day? I know they had Mark Henry at some point. If they really want to and utilize this Freebird rule, along with the Fabulous Freebirds going into the Hall of Fame, you definitely can do something where the New Day add a fourth member so it's all evened up and you just have a four-way match with just the two teams of four going at it for the tag belts.
I don't know if there's anybody that really could do the New Day.
That would
thing.
Be the issue with it. I mean, R-Truth is, if you really want to do some finite with that, just cut that off and just put R-Truth with them.
I'll tell you one person they could do that I would actually kind of mark out for if they did it. Christian. Christian still has it in him where he can do one more match. You know, he doesn't have to do a lot. They did kind of get buddy and buddy at Fastlane. Bring in Christian to be your backup. Edge can be there ringside too. You know, maybe he could do a spear on somebody. And then they could have a big celebration at the end.
Yeah. And with Christian, it's not like he had a career-ending injury. It's just that the injury bug finally caught up to him and they just said, nah, get the fuck out of here. So,
well, you know, I don't think anybody knows what the deal is with him exactly. There might be something, but I think it's more, he was just, it was just time, you know? He's a like a relic of the past almost at this point.
Well, he did say recently in an interview that he's not officially retired.
Right.
That it's just sort of, yeah, I'm retired. So, I don't know. I don't think there's anything to that at all, but...
Well, maybe it was he did his own belt or bury on himself, and he knew he wasn't going to get a belt, so...
Yeah, then he's going to do Superstar Scores next, too. And a finisher versus finisher for the end of the year.
Yeah, there you go.
And what about a heel or face?
babyface. Like babyface Christian better. There goes that whole segment.
Yeah, thanks.
I don't know. I mean, part of me wants to say that this could go either way. Like, the New Day could be retaining here because they keep retaining over and over again in any kind of situation where they could possibly drop those belts. And they are clearly, like, still just the tag team. But League of Nations, man, that seems really enticing for them to just switch it here. And I think this is the type of thing where there is not enough momentum unless there's a title change. So, gun to my head, I'm going to say Sheamus and Barrett win it. I don't know exactly how. Mm. And, like, I don't know if they're going to be the ones that defend it at WrestleMania or whatever the case may be, but I'm thinking League of Nations wins. What about you, Drew?
I'm going to go with League of Nations.
Kayla, what about you? I thought you were going to just build a little bit more on that.
No, I mean, if you want to, I can really quickly. It's just they win, and we'll see what they do going forward. They have a few options when it comes to that. So if they do decide to pull the trigger and have the League of Nations wins, I'd like to see Del Rio win that title that doesn't exist anywhere because they don't promote Kalisto at all. So, yeah.
As I was saying before, I thought New Day, but listening to you guys talk about it, I think I've changed my mind. So I'm going to reverse my decision. I'm going to say League of Nations picks up the titles.
And Peyton, sticking with League of Nations winning?
No, actually, I'm going to change my mind. I'm going to say this match ends in shenanigans, and then new NXT champions Enzo and Cass come out and punk out New Day.
Ooh, I'd like that.
I'd be cool with it.
And then WrestleMania, champions versus champions.
And then American Alpha come out. Hey, we're cool too.
You know what? Maybe the theme for this WrestleMania is that a lot of the NXT guys are going to get caught up right before. If you're going to go with that, just why the hell not?
Baron Corbin's going to replace Roman Reigns from his septum injury.
Well, you know, that would be correct if Sean was here saying it.
All right, we have two more matches left to talk about. Next up, we're going to talk about is Brock Lesnar versus Bray Wyatt in part 6. Brock Lesnar is going to fight Luke Harper. Scratch that. He's going to fight Dean Ambrose and Triple H. Wait a minute. No, he's going to fight Bray Wyatt, and then he's going to fight Luke Harper the night before. Wait a minute. He's not going to fight Luke Harper the night before. This is what's been happening with Brock Lesnar when it comes to Roadblock lately. WWE does not seem to have a clue what they want to do, although it's at least officially been announced for Roadblock itself that he's going to fight Bray Wyatt, and that is something that I'm not looking too forward to, but I was so happy when they announced it, because then it meant for sure that we weren't going to get any kind of a thing when it came to those two at WrestleMania. Much, much rather prefer this Dean Ambrose thing that they're doing instead. And if you got to do Bray Wyatt here to get it out of the way and just cut that feud off, go ahead and do it. Could be interesting. Still kind of interested, at least in a little bit, to see if it's going to be like a train wreck or not. But hey, you know, they started off a storyline. This is a way to end it. Kind of down for that. Kalen, what do you think about this? Is this something you were looking forward to, and is a good spot for it? Or should they have saved this for WrestleMania?
I am looking forward to it. This was something that I originally thought was going to be on the WrestleMania card, but like you said, I prefer Dean Ambrose Lesnar. I think that's a bigger match. I think it'll be much more entertaining, but this is something we definitely needed to see at some point. Whether or not this is going to be the complete end of it between these two guys, I don't know. But in my opinion, this is just to make Brock look even stronger heading into WrestleMania. I don't think Bray Wyatt has a chance here, even with the whole crowd behind him. So I think that's the whole goal, is just make Brock Lesnar look even more like a beast and build him up for WrestleMania.
So you think Bray is going to be the babyface?
Not necessarily. I think Brock Lesnar right now is kind of a tweener, I would say. You like to see him go out and kick ass. Definitely, you know, Dean Ambrose is a clear babyface. But you want to go out and see him kick ass. So I would say Brock Lesnar would be the baby face, but kind of a tweener here. I don't know. I don't really know if it should be that cut and dry, that black and white in this feud, Lesnar and Wyatt. So,
well, what's funny about this is Brock, at the very most, he's a tweener. He's clearly a heel with the Dean Ambrose thing, like you were saying. Mm-hmm. So he could play babyface in this match, or Bray Wyatt could, depending. But fundamentally, it's heel versus heel. And then we talk about the tag team championship match that we just talked about in the past part. That's heel versus heel. So we only have four matches around so far, and we've got an NXT match and two heel versus heel matches. That's pretty weird. Usually WWE doesn't do that, which is kind of interesting.
Are you predicting any face turns?
Not in this, at the very least.
Yeah, I didn't think so either.
No, I, you know, it wouldn't be the craziest thing in the world, though, if Bray Wyatt ended up turning babyface sometime soon.
I mean, I think Lesnar will get the, I think Lesnar will get the babyface reaction in this particular match, but later on, spoiler alert, later on, he might not get a good reaction.
Hmm. I'm going to piggyback off of what you said that later on, because I agree, but mm-hmm. Peyton, what do you think about Lesnar Wyatt? Is that something you're interested in?
No. No, I was pretty much in denial of this whole story from the beginning. There was no need to have this continue. You want to do your thing for the Rumble, that's fine. You could have done one small match with them somewhere. This is just not anything that's going to have any kind of chemistry. Their styles clash way too much, and I don't expect any type of enjoyable match out of this. Brock Lesnar will have great matches, and he'll have ugly matches, and this is going to probably be his ugliest since his return.
Now, do you agree that he's playing babyface in this match?
Brock Lesnar is a babyface.
Even against Ambrose?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Hmm.
I think they're different markets.
No, actually, I agree with Peyton when it comes to Brock Lesnar being a babyface, because really in that triple threat feud, it wasn't even like he was doing anything dastric. It was just that Ambrose kept on calling him out, and no, it doesn't matter who you
dastric?
Put Brock
Lesnar... The yeah, fuck is dastric mean?
That's dastardly and drastic, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's dastardly and gastric.
Even better.
He's farting up a storm. He needs a cockade.
The point is, guys, before I was really interrupted. I don't even know. The issue is I was full steam ahead, and then you guys cut me off like that, but... Really, just when it comes to Brock Lesnar, it doesn't matter who you put him out with. He's just going to go out and F5 someone at some point anyways. So he's really a face at this point. And, you know, it doesn't matter who it's with. So, yeah, face. He's going to get cheered. He's going to get cheered at Mania regardless.
One thing I will say, even though I really wasn't that interested in this feud, they dropped the ball when it came to the one thing that could have been really good about this feud, which is Paul Heyman versus Bray Wyatt in a promo. They never really did that.
That was disappointing. I was hoping we were going to see more with that, but yeah.
They kind of just, the same as what they did with a couple of these other matches here. They sort of just went, oh shit, we never really wrapped that up. Well, we got Roadblock coming up. Actually, it was even Roadblock. It was March to WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. And they just sort of... This was really thrown just like half-assed, this event. Which can still be cool, but it shows that they weren't planning this well in advance.
Yeah,
well,
it does seem rushed. I mean, this, like I said, this is something they can revisit in the future. And then we can see those awesome promos between Heyman and Bray Wyatt. Because I think that would be great. So they haven't given enough time. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Drew.
No, this feud was screwed as soon as they mentioned at Fastlane that it was going to be a triple threat with Brock Lesnar in it, and they didn't complete the feud with at the Rumble. As soon as they did that, this thing was going to be put on the back burner for the minute they did that. So I'm not too surprised that they didn't, because up until a couple weeks ago when they announced this finally, I completely forgot that this was an actual feud, because they've done nothing to try to continue it.
Oh, actually, I just read that, inspired by you, Drew, the next special is going to be between Roadblock and WrestleMania, and they're going to call it WWE Backburner.
Ah, that's something you pitch every fucking time we do this, don't we?
What?
Yes. So, we all got to agree, Lesnar has to win this, right?
Faux show.
Anybody actually going to try to make an argument that Bray's going to win? I doubt it, but if you're a brave soul.
No?
I didn't think so. I think it's more so an issue of how badly does Bray lose? Is this going to be something where the other three members attack Lesnar and he wins by DQ? Or, shit, even if that happens, if Brock destroys all four of them, then fuck the Wyatt family at that point. Brock Lesnar is the most, like, dominant dude, but if one dude can beat up the entire four members of that, especially Braun Strowman, then they are worthless when it comes to WrestleMania.
So every once in a while, I have this one thing that I really, really hope to see happen in a match. In this match, I hope that Bray Wyatt goes to do that little crawl on his, like, hands backwards thing he does. And then while he's in that position, Brock Lesnar just, like, lifts him up right there. And just, like, F5s him.
I'd mark out for that. Cool.
What if instead of doing that, he just does that laugh? His tongue sticking out.
That'd be kind of funny. That'd be the highlight of the match, that's for damn sure.
One thing we got to do for sure, this has to be kept short.
Mm-hmm.
This can't be some 15-minute thing.
They got a lot of time to fill on the show.
That is something I'm worried about. Because shit, if this is like some 15-minute, 20-minute match, this is going to suck.
Well, they said this whole show could be like 5 minutes.
Yeah. They said this whole show is it's a 3-hour show, right?
I think so.
And we have 4 matches, and like we were saying, one of them might be even on the pre-show. So I think even more than usual, we're going to get recaps and promos for WrestleMania, like even more so than a normal pay-per-view.
That's going to be terrible. We have one more match that we need to talk about, though, and that is the one that everybody actually, like, for the most part, gives a shit about, even though we know exactly what's going to happen when it comes to it. But nonetheless, the WWE World Heavyweight Championship is on the line. Triple H versus Dean Ambrose. Click on part 7, and we'll start talking about that there. Last up on our predictions for WWE Roadblock 2016 is the main event of the night. Triple H is going to defend the World Heavyweight Championship against Dean Ambrose. First off, let's just, you know, talk about the elephant in the room. Dean's not winning, right?
If he wins, it's by disqualification.
I wouldn't be so sure.
That's true.
Would not be so sure.
Elaborate.
I think entirely a possibility he could win this match.
See, I would think that this is a guarantee he doesn't. Why do you think that they could end up putting the title on him?
Because I don't think they are all that confident in Roman Reigns' ability to take this title. They've adjusted, you know, close to WrestleMania before, and they can again. I all I'm saying is, I wouldn't be surprised if one way or another that main event gets changed somehow.
Now,
the perfect way to do it is to bring in 2 big stars with both Brock Lesnar and Dean Ambrose.
That's what I was just going to ask you, if they would make it a fatal 4-way.
Of course they would. Brock Lesnar, he just gets in there like via proxy. He just deserves to be. He's like, there's no one's going to doubt that Brock Lesnar should be there.
You know what I would really hate to see? As much as I want Dean Ambrose to be the champion, I would hate to see Triple H versus Dean Ambrose versus Roman Reigns, and for them to do something with Lesnar and Wyatt to end up making Lesnar versus the Wyatt family. That would just...
No.
I'll tell you what, though. I mean, if it means Dean Ambrose is the guy that they're going to go with, I'll take it.
He is more bankable in a lot of ways than Roman Reigns is right now.
He is so on fire right now. Like, I like Roman. I'm a huge fan of Roman Reigns. But unfortunately, not everybody else is.
Yeah.
Dean Ambrose, people just love him right now. And he's just feeling it. Like, you could tell. Like, when he's in there, he's responding so well to everybody. He just should be the guy right now. I don't know why. I mean, maybe they are realizing it. But we'll see.
See, that's part of the reason why I think that it's a guarantee he's not. Because I think that this is sort of... I mean, first off, they're building towards Roman Reigns, so...
They've given a lot of hints for Dean Ambrose, too. Don't forget, he was one of the last two in that Royal Rumble.
I think that was misdirection.
Misdirection?
Yeah.
I heard they called an audible during that one. Since the crowd wasn't responding to Roman Reigns, they wanted to see Dean Ambrose, so they changed that on the fly. I don't know if that's true.
Well, if that is true, then they could just do that again, eh?
Yeah.
He's got a good point there.
I think it's the case where they realize Dean Ambrose is over, so they want to use him to propel the situation with Roman Reigns. And I mean, that's not a bad idea overall. Downside to it is a lot of people want Dean Ambrose to win this match. And, you know, if around Royal Rumble time, if you would have told me, all right, you get to pick. Do you want Roman Reigns versus Triple H for the title at WrestleMania, or do you want Triple H versus Dean Ambrose? I'd have gone with Triple H versus Dean Ambrose. And Roman Reigns could have fought, fuck, I don't know.
Bray Wyatt.
I wouldn't really be too into that match, but, you know, could have had something with him and the League of Nations or something like that. I don't know.
You know, you could have just done Brock Lesnar versus him again to actually have a finite to that feud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's better scenarios, but there's worse ones, too. I mean, I think Ambrose needs to get this title this year, but it's not happening at Roadblock. And I wouldn't be too shocked if Dean Ambrose wins it after he turns heel. I'm so worried that they're going to do that.
What I would like to see after WrestleMania for the next couple months after that, the main storyline I would like to see for the title is Dean Ambrose versus a heel Roman Reigns, where one of them has the title. And I could see it being good, either one of them. But I would like to see that feud for, you know, the summer.
I would be more than happy with a heel Roman Reigns. Of course, it can't happen at WrestleMania, necessarily. But if that's the way that they can get around this, sort of, then I'm all for it. You know, Roman Reigns is somebody who I'm okay with as the champion. But like Peyton just said, not many people are. And that could be the difference maker, where if you make him a heel, and you make him sort of, like, he gets that title, and maybe, like, we got Payback first. Yeah, obviously, it's not going to be Triple H versus Roman Reigns at Payback and Extreme Rules and another pay-per-view after that or whatever. If they do have another match at Payback, makes sense. And then you set up another thing for Extreme Rules or whatever. Maybe after that's when he just goes, hey, fuck it, I'm the shit, and starts turning heel. Although I think more than anything, I think WWE is setting up WrestleMania onto at least Survivor Series, where Reigns is going to hold this title as a babyface. Ryback, you got Kevin Owens, Del Rio. Ugh, they're going to do an El Del Rio versus Roman Reigns feud. Yuck. Damn it. Dean Ambrose better win here. I don't expect it, though. I'm expecting Triple H to win here, and I think that either he wins clean or Brock Lesnar gets involved. And I know you were talking about this a little bit earlier, Kaylin. Do you think Lesnar is getting involved in the match or afterward?
See, I could see either way. I'm guessing it's going to be afterward. I would totally buy it that he comes in, interferes, costs Ambrose the match. Ambrose wins by DQ, Triple H retains, and then Lesnar just does the beatdown. But what I'm thinking is, Triple H retains, beats Dean Ambrose, whether, you know, clean or by shady tactics, probably more likely shady. And then Brock Lesnar comes in after it's all over, the dust has settled, and he just beats him down. Because that way, the babyface heat that he was getting earlier with Bray Wyatt is kind of counteracting. It's like, no, you guys are supposed to be against me, because now I'm beating up Dean Ambrose, and you guys like him, right? So, boo me. So that's a way for him to just increase that heel heat towards the end of the night and get everybody prepared for WrestleMania. But either way, Triple H retains.
And Roadblock just ends with Brock Lesnar standing tall and just sort of,
That's what I think, yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I would love to see Dean Ambrose holding that title. I would love it, but I'm not expecting it.
How crazy would that audience go if Ambrose wins this belt?
That'd be crazy.
It'll be like, gee willikers, this is so great.
Everybody in unison says, gee willikers.
But do you think they do that on this kind of a special?
No, see, that's why I think that this is a guarantee that Triple H is retaining. He might lose the match by DQ or something like that, but he's retaining.
I agree.
Drew, you going with Triple H or Dean Ambrose?
Definitely have to go with Triple H, though if I had it my way, I would not mind it if Ambrose were to win and they did some fucked up shit with that main event. Just because they can, and I would be completely fine with it. So I'm going to go with Triple H for the win, but if I had my choice, it would definitely be Ambrose.
And Peyton, round us out, going with Triple H or Ambrose?
Triple H, but I would just say it's not so cut and dry. I think there's a good chance for anything to happen here.
Anything could happen in the WWE. All right, guys, as always, leave your comments below. Tell us what you think, what's going to happen here and all the other matches as well from the other parts. If you didn't check out those, go back and check them out. I don't know why you're listening to this one only, fucking weirdo. We have one more thing we need to talk about, and that is the Fantasy League for this week. So click on the next part and figure out what trades we're going to do. Last up on our list of things to talk about for episode number 224 is the Fantasy League. So I'm going to pass this over to Peyton. Peyton, what do we need to be aware of?
Well, we're about to head into Roadblock, and then all systems are go to WrestleMania, where the points will be quintupled, and it'll be the end of our Fantasy League team. So I'm not going to have too many more chances to say this, so I better make use of saying it. Drew White is in last place, and it's quite a shame, so you should all really feel like a bit of sympathy for him. In fourth place, we have Sean Walton. No, I'm kidding. Drew White's fucking shitheaded losers continue to fucking shithead lose. Over and over and over. This has been a consistent thing this entire season. When I first started saying this, I had no idea that I would be continuing to say it for like 50 weeks. So, sucks to be Drew, nerd, especially after this most recent Monday. We all know Drew dropped Sami Zayn after holding on to him for way too goddamn long. And then finally this Monday, who shows up? Mr. Sami Zayn, but we'll get back to him in a minute. Fourth place is Sean Walker's Canadian Elephants. Third place, Tony's Tykes 2. My team, Our Time Is Now, is in second. And first place, Steven Wago's Ricky the Team Boat. So we get to the trades now. And the first person who is in first with the top priority wasted no time coming to me while Raw was still on the air. That was Mr. Sean Walker telling me that he wants to get Dolph Ziggler the hell off his team. And in his place, he wants to pick up Sami Zayn.
Yeah, he even made sure. He was like, if you're going to be on the show, make sure you get that trade done. So
he sent me a message about it, too.
Yeah.
He sent me two messages about it, actually. Earlier today, he was like, don't forget about that trade. And I'm like, all right, so you want to drop Ray and pick up Titus O'Neil? Okay.
So don't worry, Sean. We got you covered.
Yep. Oh, but then he also said he wanted to trade Sami Zayn for Heath Slater afterwards.
Oh.
He didn't tell you guys that? He told me. Tony, you would be next in priority here. Do you have anything you want to do?
Yes, I do. I don't see much value in Jimmy Uso anymore because fucking he's not doing anything. So there's not really a whole lot of a pool to choose from. But, you know, I'm going to just sort of double down a little bit here. Get rid of Jimmy Uso and put King Barrett in there.
Taking a chance with that there, huh?
I figure if I got Sheamus and King Barrett and Kofi Kingston, then I don't really lose any points overall when it comes to whoever wins and loses.
I hear you.
Do you hear me?
You do?
Can you hear
yeah,
me?
Yeah, I think I hear what you are saying. So it comes to me next. I got nothing I want to do. Wago would be next after that. He's not here, and I haven't received any messages from him. Drew. Anything for you? Do you have any big comebacks that you can try to make? Dolph Ziggler is available. So is Jimmy Uso.
Dolph Ziggler and them are available. For this Saturday, does this count for something for the Fantasy League for points?
Yeah, points.
Yeah? And that NXT match is a match on the card, right?
But you can't draft NXT wrestlers.
But this is a match on the main roster.
It's not up for debate, Drew. Don't be a dick.
Okay, that's fine. I understand what you're saying, my dear sir. So, Dolph Ziggler is intriguing. I'm debating in my head whether or not I want John Cena.
Doesn't Sean have Cena? Or don't you still have Cena?
I thought Tony does.
No, Drew does still have John Cena.
Yeah, Drew has Cena. Because you got him in that trade with Wago.
Yep. But,
Oh, you're asking if you want to keep him.
I don't know. Well, I'm going to drop Braun Strowman.
You don't have Braun Strowman.
It says so on the thing.
No, you dropped him for Shane McMahon.
I dropped him for Shane McMahon?
Huh. Yeah.
I have that you have Shane, Del Rio, Owen, Cena, and Big E.
Oh, shit. Okay. I was just looking at the Session 10 stuff, so... Okay.
Oh, I was looking at last year's.
Fuck it. I'm gonna go and do it. I'll drop... I'll drop John Cena and pick up Ziggler. And the only reason why I'm dropping him is he said in the WrestleMania 33 interviews they had that he wasn't going to be competing at this year's WrestleMania.
And surprise, surprise, John Cena. Well, I will laugh so hard if he shows up at Roadblock and says he's wrestling.
So you know what? I have top priority here. I'm going to go ahead and drop R-Truth because he's an embarrassment because he likes Chicago-style pizza. And I can't trust people who like Chicago-style pizza. Not that I'm a big fan of Bostonites either, but I'm going to welcome John Cena back to my team. Good to have you back. It was an odd trip for you going out there. Hopefully you actually show up back on TV too, but I'll take that chance. All right. So, Tony, it would come to you next.
I think I'm good.
Sean, does Kalen have anything you want to make on his behalf? Sami Zayn for anything?
No, we already dropped Ziggles and got Sami Zayn, so I think we're good for now. Thank you.
It's enough damage for 1 week.
That's right.
Drew, is there anything else you want to do?
I don't know, Kalen. You don't have a fantasy team, and you might as well fuck one up while you're here. So you have all the power in the world right now.
Yeah, should I fuck yours up?
Yeah, you don't have to fuck up teams.
Well, wait, you really can't fuck mine up. But listen, if it makes you feel better, you don't have a fantasy team. So
by the way, Drew, R-Truth is available now. You can pick him up.
Yeah, but you have a girl's name, so.
So if you want to see who does have a fantasy league team and you want to see what their scores are, rules, and everything else about them, you can check it out at wwefantasyleague.com.
And that'll take us into the plugs for this week. So, Kalen, what do you want to throw out there?
All right. You can follow me on Twitter at Kalen Ferris. And if you would like to test your knowledge of WWE trivia, make sure you check out Sporkle.com. That's spelled Sporcle. You can find free trivia games to play. Isn't that fun?
Yeah. First trivia game is how do you spell Sporkle?
That's right.
Drew, any promotional stuff?
You can follow me on the Twitters at Drusev White. You can go to my YouTube, which is Mick Frickin' Duncan, where you can see this handsome face all over it. And then, yeah, that's about it. Shout out to the Mega Maniacs on Facebook. That's about it.
And Peyton.
Well, if you enjoy listening to us talk wrestling, hear us talk some more wrestling on Monday nights. Once Raw goes off the air, tune your browser to MegaPowersRadio.com, where we have the most interactive post-Raw experience available. The Raw Post Show, where we take your tweets, conversation in the chat room, voicemail messages, all types of ways for you to hang out with us and get involved in that conversation on those nights. I also have begun streaming on Twitch, and you can find me on the Twitch at MRPADEN. That's Mr. Payton. You can also follow me on Facebook and Twitter at that same URL so you can keep up with all projects.
And from my side of things, go ahead and check out that Rest Hold if you haven't already for some new t-shirt designs that I uploaded to Redbubble and some more information about some other things as well. As I mentioned before, we've got Roadblock coming up on Saturday, and I'm going to be doing my usual coverage of my live, you know, reaction to that. During the time period where I should be over at the Daceman's Game-a-thon that we've got going on for charity, if you have not paid attention to that on FanboysAnonymous.com, go to FanboysAnonymous.com and check out the information for that about how you can donate and how you can tune in live and just check out this different stuff that we're playing and whatever like that. There's going to be a little chunk of window where I'll be watching Roadblock, and then we're going to do our post show after that. And then I'm going to go right back to that 24-hour gaming marathon, and hopefully I wouldn't have missed all that much stuff. But I know for one thing for sure is that I'm going to be missing out on that Smash Brothers tournament. And if I remember correctly, Dace still has two or three spots open if anybody's interested in checking that out too. So donate to the charity, check out the live stream, check out all the stuff we got coming your way from Roadblock. And next week for Smack Talk, we've got two things to talk about when it comes to Hall of Fames, because we're going to do our Wrestling with the Past of the WWE Hall of Fame, but we're also going to do the 2016 Smark Out Moment Hall of Fame. So if you haven't paid attention to that last year around, this time around you'll get some more information when it comes to that. But that's it for episode number 224. Thank you all for listening, everybody. I'm Tony Mango, and this is another Smark Out Moment. And we're being counted out. 5, 2, 1.
Outro. Outro.
A what?
Outro. Outro.
What is that supposed to be?
Is that the universal theme?
Oh, that's what that is.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of a wrestler that's going on. Like, that's that Big Boss Man. What the fuck?
I like the bah, bah.
That's the best part of the song.
It is.
You know what's better than that one, though? Bah, bah. Bra-ba. Bra-ba.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, Fox is just better than Universal in general.
Definitely. The best part about that is I can do the bra-ba, and you're like, oh, yeah, 20th Century Fox. Instead of just, what the fuck? That's not Big Boss Man's theme.